Thank you, praise team. His grace is enough, isn't it? Thank goodness. And you're right, we do serve such an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for new beginnings. Thank you that we can meet here in a warm place to worship you, to lift your name high, to read your word. Thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, last week, Bobby brought it up. Yes, last week was fun. It was just good to be with them. They are wonderful people. I mean, all God's people are wonderful people, but there is something about them in that place. I don't know. That's why I like going there Monday nights often to pray. They are so welcoming, so encouraging. So thanks for all of you for coming last week, too. That was we had a really great showing of our people there, and they were blessed by that, too. It was good for both of us to be together. And I have a scripture, 1 Corinthians 12. This is Paul, of course, talking to the Corinthian people. And it's talking about unity in the body. It says, for as many, in verse 12 from chapter 12, for as many as the body is one, has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is one member, but many. Is not one member, but many. If a foot should say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Or if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body was hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye can say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again can the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, rather, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, of these we bestow greater honor, and on the unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it. And there should be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. For one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Whether we speak Russian or English, it's one body. And this has to do with what the Lord would have me just share with you briefly this morning. This time of year, we consider new beginnings and where God is taking new beginnings, where God is directing new beginnings. And we take this very serious as an elders team, and I take this very seriously as being lead elder. And we seek the Lord. And this year, we really sense that we need to do something different with our membership covenant. Not that the covenant's going to change, but how we're going to present it to people and connect with people in deciding to choose to make a commitment to that covenant. And so what we're going to be doing this year, the elders are going to be coming to your homes and visiting with you. And discussing things with you. One of those things will be, of course, the membership covenant. I gave little papers. It should be on all your tables, enough for everybody. You guys don't have one? Here. We will be contacting you in the coming weeks. We'll either come to your home or we'll invite you to our home. as the case may be, we decided some of you we might invite to our homes for dinner or something to get together. The purposes for our visits, as it says on your little handout there, to extend the love of Christ to each member in New Beginnings, each person in New Beginnings, and to get to know you better. It's just good to visit with people. We want to talk with you and see how you're doing, both spiritually, physically, emotionally, relationally. And we want to see and have you share what God's been doing in your lives, because I know He is. We don't always get the chance to hear that here on a Sunday morning, but we want to encourage you to think about that and share with us what God has been up to in your lives recently or in this past year. And we want you to think about and rededicate and recommit your lives to Christ and to serving Him through the local church. In this case, would be New Beginnings. We will bring with us the membership covenants. We're not going to hand them out. We'll bring them with us. And for those of you who have been covenant members in the past, we will encourage you to renew your commitment and your covenant again. And if you have not been a covenant member in the past, we're going to encourage you to consider becoming a covenant member and what all that means. I'm not going to go over that today. We'll explain that to you when we're with you. We're not going to pressure anybody to become a covenant member. We'll encourage you to do that and think about that. But it'll be between you and the Lord. And so we won't look at you as a second-class citizen or something here at New Beginnings if you choose not to become a covenant member. But we would encourage you to commit yourself. Our first song this morning that was sung by the praise team is, "Today I Choose to Give My Yes to You." Did you mean that when you sang that? I did. When I sang that, I said, "Yes, Lord, I want to give my yes to you, your purposes for you, for me in you, and your purposes in me through New Beginnings," whatever that may be. So we'd like you, it's a choice. We have to choose to give our yes. And so what we've done is split the congregation into three different lists. Each of us have a different list, and we'll be contacting you as to our visit. Some of the questions we'll be asking you when we come. And so I gave you this little cheat sheet so you can think about it beforehand so we don't catch you off guard. The first thing is we want you to reaffirm Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And just we'll be asking you, are you walking with the Lord? Are you still following Him and following His word as you declared at your baptism? Number three, are you, as far as you know, at peace and unity with everyone in the church? We don't know of anything, but it's a good time to talk if, you know, someone's rubbed you the wrong way or whatever. Who knows? We don't know, but we want there to be unity. And I believe there is unity in New Beginnings, but we want to make sure that we're keeping that unity. Will you work alongside others, believers, for an increase of Christ-likeness in yourself and others? And then number five. What gifts do you believe you have that are not currently being used in New Beginnings? You all have gifts that God has given you for ministry. And maybe some of you are not using those gifts, and we need to be using it. I mean, we have, in our physical bodies, we have eyes, ears, mouths, and nose, and when they're not working right, we know it. We're not working in unison, we know it. And so we need each other. And so if one of you are not functioning in your purpose in the body, it hurts the rest of us. We need each of you doing what God has made you to do so we can be complete and whole. And so think about that. Is there something you really believe that God would want you to do that you're not doing? We want to get you in that, involved in that. What ministries, number six, what ministries do you sense to be a part of in New Beginnings or another parachurch organization? Maybe that you're not doing right now that you think you might like to do. I don't know what that might be, but think about that. We can start new things at New Beginnings if God is calling us to do those things. We don't just do things to do things, but we do things as God directs us. So ask these questions. Take this before the Lord, if you would. Number seven, what ministries at New Beginnings do you find to be most helpful to you personally? We want to know what things are connecting with you or what things could need to be changed. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions to better the work of the Lord through New Beginnings? We want your thoughts and suggestions, prayerful consideration of those things. And we'd like you to share those with us. We're not mind readers. We don't know unless you tell us. And so we need to have some of your feedback and input into this. God has something in store for us that's even greater than we know. I think God has already done some really neat things in and through New Beginnings. And 2018, I was told, and I believe it's true, that it's the year of the Holy Spirit. And I said to the person that said this to me, I said, how'd they come up with that? He said, well, there's nine fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, and there's nine gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 9 and 9 is 18. You put them together, what do you get? The Holy Spirit. And this is 2018, and it's been declared by some leaders, Christian leaders in our nation, that this is a year of the Holy Spirit. So that sounds good to me. So I don't know what all God has in store. I did email Tim and Jay, letting them know that we are available and willing to go and minister to churches as they would set it up. And so they said they're praying and seeking God together, Tim and Jay are, on our behalf, and they said they'll be getting in contact with us where we're to go. And even outside of the Church of the Brethren, because they minister to other churches, other denominations besides Church of the Brethren. And so it could be some other denomination as well. So we just don't know where the Lord may send us this year with the prophetic ministry that he's called us to. Please keep Jay and Tim in your prayers as the end of this month, they'll be going to El Salvador. Tim working in his apostolic gift, Jay and his prophetic gift together to minister to church leaders in that country. These leaders are so at wit's end at times. Means they barely can make it by. And so they're going to be there to encourage them, to help guide them, just as Paul did to the churches that he visited. That's what they're going to be doing to these leaders down there in El Salvador. And so they'll be going from January 29th to February the 2nd. So keep them in prayer and the leaders of the churches there in El Salvador as well. Now, our offering that we gave was a nice offering for Netzer. I think it was over $3,500 that we sent to Netzer. That money will be used for their airfares, for their lodging, for their meals, other expenses for trips like this, as well as for meeting their own personal needs for their family. So thank you for your generosity and for supporting that ministry of Netzer, because it's a great thing that they're doing. Scott or Barry, do you guys have anything for thoughts for 2018 that you want to share? And or about the visits coming up? This came from us as a team, and we thought it'd be a good connect. I know for those of you who came from the tradition from Chickies or White Oak, we used to have deacon visits where the deacons would come to your homes. Barry and Colleen served as deacons for years. Luann and I were deacons. Were Scott and Judy, were you ever called? Yeah, I thought so. And so it's similar to that, but it's not the same as that. But nonetheless, I think it'll be a blessing for us to be able to sit and just spend the evening with you, just visit with you. I don't have anything else. That was our main thing for this morning. So let's close in a word of prayer, and Thank God for the things he has in store for New Beginnings in 2018. Lord, we just thank you. You are a faithful God. So good. So loving. So patient with us. Lord, we thank you for New Beginnings. Lord, we know you have plans, not just for New Beginnings, but for your church, for the body of Christ on this earth. You want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we want to be about making that happen. We pray, Father, that you would continue to guide Barry, Scott, and myself as elders to where you'd have us go in 2018. We thank you for New Beginnings, for the gifts here in New Beginnings, for any gifts that are not being utilized. Help them to know, Lord, and help us to know how we can utilize each and every gift to its fullest for your glory, Lord. We pray you'll continue to open up doors for that prophetic ministry to happen, Lord God, for us to be a blessing and an encouragement to other churches. And in the process, we'll be encouraged, Lord, for you, for being obedient to what you're calling us to do. We pray, Lord, as we have this opportunity to be able to meet with dear brothers and sisters in their homes or in our homes, that you would bless these times together, Father, that we'd be an encouragement to one another, and that your purposes for New Beginnings would go forward. If there's suggestions and things that your spirit has that you want to bring forth through people, say it, Lord, so we can move where you need to take us and lead us. But we thank you, Father. We pray that 2018 would be a year where you'd receive much glory through us, Lord. That it would be the year of the Holy Spirit, that your fruit would just be just coming out of us all the time, and that the gifts would manifest in our lives as we reach out to others around us. We pray that this coming week, Lord, would be a good week in your presence. Help us to be ambassadors for you and your kingdom on this earth. So go with us now. Make us salt and light. In Jesus' name, amen.